Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Discharge in that war.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom to all here in Israel, the called, the elect of Yah, children of Yah. Hallelujah. Blessings to you all in the wonderful name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ. Pray all is well with the righteous. Hallelujah. 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 All right. Here we are again. Saints of the Most High, another edition of Blog Talk Radio. Straight Ray Truth coming to you via Blog Talk Radio this evening. Brother Shane here hosting tonight. Brother Paul, known as in the caller queue, Brother Ugly, co-hosting as well. And we thank you for that, Brother Ugly, and for your labor of love. Bless you all and welcome to this edition of Blog Talk Radio. I know everyone is still feasting on the word yesterday. That was a lot. That was a smorgasbord. I would say again, the Most High was very gracious to us and giving us, our necessary bread. Ain't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? Ah, oh, bless y'all, bless y'all, bless y'all. And saints, again, you know, Most High Yah warns us. He warned us again about offenses. And offenses will come. As the word says, woe unto whom the offense cometh. You know, we as saints of the Most High Yah, especially in this walk, and especially as purchased possessions, I say, you know, with the realm of death and the fear of death, that we're all in our lifetime in bondage to before we came to Yeshua, before we became part of Him and He in us. There was that fear of death. Saints, on this side, on this walk, in this life of light, that's one thing we need to, I guess, grow in and grow past. As you heard again, the Holy Spirit is really, really, really beseeching us to grow, to mature, to come up. This Hasatan knows he has a short time. We as the saints of the Most High Yah, in this time and this hour, we really need to let self go. Our former life should not be hounding us. Our former life should not be a taste in our mouth. Protecting our own self. Especially, you know, when reproof and instructions, which are a way of life, come. When the Most High Yah has grace and mercy to show you your wicked way, and I know many of us pray that the Most High Yah will show in us, you know, that darkness, that filth, that dirt, that thing, you know, that facet in us that might be keeping us from Him. And we pray it, and then the Most High Yah will graciously hear our prayer and then manifest the answer to us. And then we wonder why a strange thing this is happening to us. Why all of a sudden we are in this fire? Why are we in this situation? Well, you prayed for it and you prayed for fire to consume you, which is nothing wrong with that. And you know, our Most High Yah is consuming fire. But this fire has a beautiful way of immersing us. And we should let it immerse us to open our eyes, to open our ears, to really see who we really are. You know, well, what is going on in our mortal bodies? What's going on in our minds? What's going on in our hearts? Many times, you know, the light shines in our hearts and a lot of people react. They don't like what they see. So they use offense as an opt-out. Rather than dealing with that darkness in themselves, that offense in themselves, they project it on others. And with the same fervor and same energy that they should be dealing with in themselves, they deal with it on others. Thinking somehow, some way, this is a pass, this is a grace, this is some kind of a free ticket. You know, I can get my eyes off myself. I can get eyes off of me and onto somebody else. This realm of offense, it is detrimental. It's dangerous. And I know through many instances, through sometimes every day, we are confronted with it. Are we going to seek to save our own life? Or shall we lose it to find life? You know, many people claim to know that book called the Bible from cover to cover. They can quote you scripture and verse. And to some degree, that might be okay, huh? But in all that knowledge of knowing what that Bible, what is contained in that Bible, and you say, I know the Bible, do you know Yah? You know, you can know that Bible from Genesis to Revelation, know the verse, memorize and everything, and still not know the Most High Yah. Very true. Very true. This is a serious walk. We want the Most High Yah to cleanse us, to wash us, to make us whole. And we're all the time walking in our own divisive thoughts. Again, thinking that the Most High Yah sees us the way that we see ourselves. And we try to project this perception as coming from Him. And in so doing, we set up an offense on that part. As you heard, His thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are above our ways, and we're desiring to obtain to His ways. We really, really, really need to obtain and attain to the Father. That we need to humble ourselves, really humble ourselves, and be children in His sight. Not be proud, haughty, stiff-necked, stout-hearted, to be some kind of thing that is not useful in His hands. The cry is, Most High Yah, use me. Would you close the doors in your being to allow Him to use you? Everyone has a purpose and a place in the body. And you do not make it on your own. You wait on Yahweh. He will lift you up. He will gift you. He will put in you the service for Him and for His possession. Well, we see many out there that are pointing themselves by the puffed upness in their own mind. I know this Bible from here to here, but you still don't know Yah. We are to be thankful we got ears to hear and eyes to see, and we need to let the Most High Yah sharpen this eyesight, sharpen this hearing. We saw many, many natural examples yesterday, and they were exhibited, and they were portrayed. But how many of us really saw what was going on in the spirit? Even though it was natural things used, even though, you know, in many ways, these things set forth in a parabolic or parable form, what are we really hearing? What are we really perceiving? Are we lifted up in ourselves and getting our own understanding when the word says, lean not to your own understanding? We won't acknowledge him in all our ways, and we must acknowledge him in all our ways. If we're going to get any understanding, any wisdom, any knowledge, we've got to realize that this world out here, it is dark, and it is growing grossly dark. And we, not of our own volition, our own might, of our own works, our own power, can walk this path without his leading, without his guiding, without his light, without his word. Necessary bread and a timely time, timely hour. You can see the love of the Most High God, not willing that any of us should perish at all should come to repentance. What is this all his children, the all that has been given to Yeshua? He's going to lose none. And we thank Yah for that. Very sobering times. As we see the mentality of the populace is going off the chain. Their minds are not consisting. Their minds have no law. And they wonder, you going to go ahead and do away with the law? When I know in myself, the law is helping me to consist. It keeps me in a safe place. It keeps me in the arms of a father, keeps me in his love, keeps me in his protection, keeps me in his substance, and he's supplying all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And I will delight myself in Yahweh and all the ways acknowledge him. And then he gives the desires of the heart, the pure desires, the clean desires, the unselfish desires. Here we are, the field is the world. Here we are, many of us as tender plants, yet to weather a storm. And we need the storms to come to strengthen us. We should not be fearful of the afflictions, of the sufferings, of the things that come to try us. So the mindset should be set in order that this is here to mature us. This is here to strengthen us. This is here to bring us to full age. If perchance you would submit and humble yourselves to it. Faith is, you don't see it on the onset. But faith, once it is planted, once it is watered, once the increase is given, then it is seen. But first, hope has got to be cultivated in our being. We hope in too many damn things of this world. We hope in our own lust. We hope in our own desires. We hope in too many crazy, carnal, ungodly, selfish things. Most High Yah is trying to get us home. Many of us do have within our own being screaming out, this world is not our home. How, Most High Yah, where is the way home? Get me home. As we see this world out here, it is this world. But there are so many worlds. So many worlds on a daily basis that we contend with. Worlds that we create in our own mind when we immerse ourselves in anger and bitterness. Oh, we know how to be baptized in that. We know how to be immersed completely in some forms of jealousy and envy and variance. But when it comes to, you know, being immersed and soaked in Yah, all of a sudden, you know, it's crickets. But the same mechanism, the same way, the same vehicle that you used to submit yourself to that anger and to that jealousy and to that envy, do you know that you can turn the tables and immerse yourself in hope, joy, peace? Long suffering, gentleness? No. I don't think I want you, damn selfish being. If we're going to be a child of Yah, we've really got to learn we're no longer our own. We should not be having that fear of death in this walk, thinking, well, the Most High God is going to use me the wrong way. Oh, this brother and this sister is going to treat me the wrong way. You know, if I open myself up to them, you know, I might get hurt, or I might get damaged, or I might get bruised. Well, do you know, y'all, have you read the word? The suffering of our Savior Jesus Christ, how he was bruised, how he was injured, how he was impaled. Even before we come into the knowledge of him, how we impaled him, how we plucked his beard, how we spat upon him. But he still had grace and mercy on us as the children that had been given him, long-suffering with us, patient with us, to allow us to enter into a covenant with him. To get in this relationship, to learn, you know, the love that was shed abroad in the Most High Yah's heart at the beginning. The love that brought this about. The love that's going to end it. The love that's now allowing it to consist. I mean, this love of Yah, it is beyond our understanding. And we get a taste of it. And if we allow ourselves to get a taste of it, don't let that taste go out of your mouth. Don't let that taste surge from your being. I mean, just depart. That's a better word. Depart from your being. Desire it. Saints of the Most High Yah, this is a wonderful walk. If you want to walk it, this is a life that if you want to live it, you want to look into life, look into Yeshua. Look into his life. And it is there. The report is there. And as a prophet, you know, heralded on high, who hath believed our report? Are we going to be believers? Are we going to be the called out ones? Are we going to be the separate? Many of us are, some base things. You know, Most High Yah, He makes His power known in us. You know, in whom the world though looks at us as offscouring, you know, some kind of peasants and whatever it may be. Let them look on us at that. That's their mind. But we need to really, 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 really start looking at ourselves the way the Most High Yah looks at us. The way He perceives us. It is written there in the Word. Do you want to know Him? Do you want to feel His love? Do you want to feel His presence? Is there really a yearning down deep in your innermost being to constantly be abiding with Him, to be in His protection, to be in His warmth, to be... That should be as you children of Yah, Hebrews. Time we're living on this earth, as you heard, just a vapor. A mist. We're here, then we're gone. We need to let that testimony of Yeshua remain. Because if it is in us, then we will remain. Because we're joint heirs with Him. If we want to believe that, co-inheritors, Hebrews, children. We've been in a study of Hebrews for quite a while now. Been looking again, Saints of the Most High Yah, over Hebrews chapter 6 again. We'll start at verse 1 as we continue our study. You know, nothing more in this life we should be clamoring for is for our Master and our Savior. Just the depths that He went to, you know, to attain us. To draw us to Him. I mean, if we really sit and take the time to meditate. And it's one thing to read the Word. And it's another thing to take that what you read and then meditate on it. Like I said before, you know, the Psalms. How one, you know, would find so much comfort, so much instruction, so much guidance, and just, you know, that one book. If a man would just immerse himself and really, you know, as, you know, it is as by faith and through, you know, the unctioning of the Holy Spirit as we read, we can understand David's mind, the state of David's heart, the times when he's really rejoicing, the times when he's in great sorrow. If we would just put ourselves in that situation, immerse ourselves as if, you know, we were there with him. You know, it's one thing, you know, and we got to learn, you know, if one member suffers, we all suffer. If one member is getting praise, we all get praise. I mean, we've got to look at this as the whole, as Yeshua looks at as the whole. You know, to put upon ourselves, you know, as it is penned in the Psalms. And I know many of us have read the Psalms and how moving it is once we immerse ourselves within them words. That we can actually, like I said, feel what was going on in David's heart and what was going on in his mind and what he wanted to do. And, I mean, what was, you know, stirring in his being. He penned it with his hand. It became words for us in this time that we, as he, you know, is in strength at that time, and he pens his strength and makes a record of his strength, We go and read, and then we should be at any time receiving strength from that, edification, building up. That whole word is there, even rebuke and reproof and instruction. These are all vehicles of love. We seem strange to the world out there. They will get offended at correction. They will get offended at rebuke. But we, on this side, that should be far from us. But it's according to how our mind is framed, through what ear we're listening through, and through what eyes we're seeing, as you hear pastors saying, what lenses we are perceiving through. So this is a great thing that the Most High allows His words entrance into our minds to bring forth a construct, a structure for us to abide in, to walk in, to live in, to walk in, to lead and guide, to cover us, to quench our thirst. You know, we all witness these things in our physical bodies. Now, you know, first that which is natural, then there should be a thirst in the spirit. There should be a hunger in the spirit. When your renewed spirit is desiring to fellowship with the spirit of Yah, when these two come together, you know, and they should be already together in oneness, in unity. And there is great communication there. There is a great transference of power. As He has power, then you are joined in with Him in that power. If for a chance you would just submit and humble yourselves and allow Him to overwhelm you and to fill your cup, to fill you. Because we all know how to be filled with anger, jealousy, malignity, all the above. We have no problems. We learned and fashioned ourselves to receive that readily. But over in this walk, somehow it's a straight. I just don't know how to let the Most High just overwhelm me. Same vehicle, same way you yielded yourselves to servant, like the word said, as servants unrighteous, in like manner yield yourself as servants to righteousness. I'll learn from, you know, coming out of the womb until the time we were reborn, when that old man passed away and should be passed away. These things should be constantly in our sixes. As it helps us in our circumspect eyesight. Well, we know what's behind. Well, we don't dwell on it. Well, we know it's there. We know where we have been. We have something set before us where we were going. We must constantly be aware of what's on our left, what's on our right. The word tells us, you know, to be mindful consistently, and the Most High God is trying to get it to unlock our minds, to unlock our conscience, to unlock our presence, to know these things. But many of us are still living in these prisons, and we find some kind of solace, some kind of comfort in darkness and death. Need to let that crap go. Not served you. It's done nothing but steal, kill, and destroy. Don't you want to be hooked up to the one that gives sustenance? No fruit of any kind is going to come to a ripening state, don't come to a mature state if it detaches from the branch. And I see many, many like to detach themselves from the branch. And it's amazing that they don't think that the branch they attached to, there's much more branches that's attached to that one plant. That one plant is composed of many branches. And then there's more, you know, more fruit being produced in just them. I mean, this is his understanding. This is his eyesight. I mean, selfishness is a prison. Put blinders on both sides just like you would a horse just to keep it to walk straight. Put these cups on each side of its eyes so only it sees forward. But in Hebrews 6 and 1, it says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, which, you know, any of us, when we're starting out in this walk, we're starting out in this faith, we're newborn babes, the instruction always has been first and foremost, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Then all these other things which you want to think you need to know, but you ain't ready to know, later on they're going to be added unto you. But first, you've got to get a foundation built. But once that foundation is built, you know, when anyone is constructing any building, they just don't build a foundation. All of a sudden, oh, yeah, it's ready to live on. It's ready to be dwelled in. It is a structure to house. What, just a foundation? No. And I've seen out here, but especially in communities, in this community, when any building project is in its genesis, the foundation work is very vital. If one's going to build a good foundation, there is a lot of time and preparation, a lot of measuring and remeasuring, and a lot of work going in to make sure that it is done right, that it is on square, that it is able as the structure is being built and what the structure is going to be built for, the foundation must be able to handle that which is going to be built upon it. So a lot of attention, a lot of intricacy, a lot of labor goes heavy duty in that foundation. That's vital. You must have a good, solid, firm foundation. So you're going to build a good building or whatever you're building. That foundation is essential. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ. And it's not that actually saying you just throw them away. No. These are basic things that build up your faith, that brings you into ripening, that brings you into maturity. These things which feed the branches, these things are vital nutrients which comes from the trunk, from the root. We need the principles of the doctrines of Christ. As any branch that is broken off, even, you know, when a plant is a young state, that branch withers and dies almost immediately. It will receive no strength, no nutrients, no substance away from that main trunk, main base. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us, who's the us? The Hebrews. This is, we're in the book of Hebrews, and this is written to the Hebrews. That is the us. As you heard Pastor say, there is a us and there is a them. So we're talking here tonight. I'm talking to the us. I'm talking to the children which have been given to Yeshua by the Almighty Father. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on. This is a journey. This is a walk. This is continually forward. Let us go on. It did not say let us go backward. Let us go on unto perfection. This perfection? What? This completeness. There's a Greek word think it's 5047 in your Strong's Concordance. It's the word teleotis. Meaning the state of completeness. And this completeness is, it says mentally or morally. And then it has a root chain word that comes. It said this word teleotes is chained from the Greek word 5046, which is teleos. It's amazing that word tele. You know, we got a thing called a telephone. Telephone, it means, you know, one person's on one end talking and another person's on the other end of the line receiving. So there is something that is broadcasting from one end to the other end. There is something transferred. And it's a wonderful thing if we abide, branches abide in the vine. He is the vine. We are the branches, and we should never seek to be severed. But I see many people think that they can sever themselves again from the vine. But I see many of them, they will no longer receive no nourishment, no nutrients, wither up, and then they fall away. But if we, the saints of the Most High Yah, if we want to go on to perfection, we must abide in the vine. And we know who the vine is. Many of us, you know, the word says that we are wild branches. We are no longer wild. It's a beautiful thing to be called a branch. Teleos, Greek 5046, again, it means complete. And it says in parentheses, in various applications of labor, growth, mental and moral character, completeness, of full age, a full man, perfect. So we look at, be you perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. He says, as I am complete, I am desiring you to be complete. All these things you lack, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness. Then all these things will be added unto you. What do they be added to? So that you can become complete. I want to become complete. And I cannot do that of my own labor. Because if I said it was of my own labor, then I would boast. And then how would I be in that day before the Most High Yah, boasting in my own labors, boasting in my own works? Well, you think the Most High Yah would look at that? Would he consider that completeness? Would he consider that maturity? Would he consider that thing that is standing before him be of full age? Would that is before him be good fruit? No, I think he would tender that as something to be thrown into the fire. As one say, haven't we did this? And haven't we did that? And this and that? Haven't we, Most High Yah? Where's the one that was a child and the one that was humbled? When, Most High, did I do this? When? When you were led of my spirit, you fed me. When, hallelujah. When I gave you sustenance, you gave me sustenance back. When I quenched your thirst, you quenched my thirst. When I saw that you were naked, I clothed you. And you saw that I clothed you, you clothed me. You saw all that I'd done for you, and you were grateful. And so you did unto others that has been done unto you. Thus you were led by my spirit. Thus I can say you are a son. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go. Let us go unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward Yah. For this is not a foundation that is sure. Not laying the foundation of the doctrine of baptism, of laying of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if Yah permit. Because once, you know, a foundation is laid, and then it is tested, and it is tried, and it is shown to be worthy to be built upon, then it's time, again, to move on. Now the construction needs to no longer be focused on the foundation, because all that now is complete. Now, the attention's got to go to the walls and the rooms and everything that composes of that. And then once that has come to completeness, now we've got to wonder about a roof, wonder about an overhead. See, this thing is gradual. This thing takes time. And this thing is precipitated on not our strength, but his strength, of his leading, of his guiding. Because he has gave us a pattern in the word, gave us a blueprint in his being, and expressed his being in this thing we call the Bible. He's expressed himself to a point. For us, you know, to never, and especially in this lifetime, be able to exhaust what he at this time, you know, has penned or allowed to be penned as men were moved on by his spirit. But it's a beautiful thing to be in the service of Yah. James 5 and 7 says this. Talking about ripening, talking about coming to maturity, talking about coming to completeness. It says, be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Savior, of Yeshua HaMashiach. It says, be patient, therefore, brethren. And this patient has got to be to a time unto the coming of Yahweh, Yeshua HaMashiach. Behold, it says, the husbandman waiteth. And it's saying he's being patient. Now, if he can be patient, then we join heirs with him, and we co-inheritors with him. He in us and us in him, then we have the strength in ourselves to be patient because he is patient. Do you hear that, saints of the Most High? Do you hear that, children? This thing has got to be all of him. All of him. Nothing else. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of Yeshua. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for what? The precious fruit of the earth. And he says, and he has long patience for it. And his patience is going to be rewarded. Our patience is going to be rewarded if we wait. As he waits. Until he received the early and latter rain. What is he saying here? The precious fruit of the earth will not be complete until it has received the early and the latter rain. See, an early rain for a young tender plant is vital. That it uses the water to pull nutrients from the soil. That it needs this water, as a connection point to draw substance, to draw nourishment from that which it is planted in. And it needs this because it needs to be strengthened. It needs the nourishment. It can't bring nourishment of itself. There's no plant out there that will go out and make itself a compost pile, make itself some own fertilizer, or it will go out and walk down to the creek and go get it, a drink of water. But that plant is really, really relying on that early rain to help it. It needs this for completeness. And then in the time of ripening, in the time of fullness, and in the time of completeness, it's waiting also for the latter rain. Because that latter rain is going to give it all it needs for its complete state, for it to be fully ripened. And we can see naturally, just looking at fruit that you buy in the store. That fruit that you buy in the store, that it is pulled from the vine, it is pulled from the branch long before it is ripened. And I have tasted that fruit, and it is like it's lacking. It has no nourishment. It does not have all it needs to be what it was created to be. But if that orange or that lemon or that strawberry or whatever it may be was left on the vine fully ripened, then it is complete. It has everything in it to be of savor, to be of nutrients, to be consumed, to be of good use. Same thing with us. We got to continually abide in the vine unto the latter rain. Some of us are still waiting on the early rain, and be patient for it. Because you must seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, then these things will be added unto you. No more fear of death, because he's supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Trust in Yah. If he has purchased you, again, I'm going to reiterate this over and over and over again. This must be rehearsed in our minds so that you can rehearse it daily. I am a purchased possession. I am watched over by the Most High. He has me in the situation. He has me in the place where he wants me. He's molding me. He's maturing me. He is strengthening me. That is our mindset from day to day. And he is getting us home. We got to remain in the vine to get home. We've got to stay connected to the branch so that we can come to fullness. There's no fruit of itself before the ripening time ripens of itself and it is complete. It's like a tomato. The tomatoes have been plucked, that's been harvested and shipped to these stores. You bite into them and there's no taste. It's like eating nothing. But if you would walk down a garden, if any of us has planted a garden at any time and saw that juicy red, fully red. I mean, glistening red. You could tell when fruit is at its completeness, when its fruit as it's perfect, it is visibly seen. It lets you know when it's ready to be harvested. And just to pick, you know, that tomato off the vine and to sink your teeth into it and to taste its fullness and to taste its flavor is totally different than that is out there in the world. See, the world, I mean, it is, I hope you're getting what I'm saying. The world cannot harvest no fruit, no vegetable. That world out there does not let nothing come to completeness. Let nothing come to maturity. Let nothing come to perfectness. But here we are in this grace, saints of the Most High, allowed an entrance to come into completeness, to come into maturity, to come into a realm of perfection. Where all them people out there that are blind, they're groping and clawing, not knowing what they have need of, because they're attached to no branch, attached to no vine. We are attached to a vine. We know where our nutrients come from. We know where the root is. We know when the word speaks of the root. I want to stay attached to the plant. I want to stay attached to the Yeshua. Let him nourish me. So at the time of the harvest, I can be there to nourish others. At the time of my completeness, I can help others come to their completeness. When, you know, we observe each other's fruit. But I don't know that this world and this, you know, this way of death, you know, a lot of people like looking, you know, like looking on each other, this bad fruit. Well, I look at you, I see you angry. You got angry fruit on your tree, or you got envy fruit on your tree, or you got jealous fruit on your tree. Why are you using that vehicle? What, have you seen any fruit of joy on anybody's tree lately? Any fruit of patience, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, temperance? I mean, hey. When I see a brother or a sister, you know, that has matured in many areas, it's good to go fellowship. I mean, fellowship on this wise is beautiful. We're all receiving sustenance. We're all receiving nutrients from the one. So why not share it? We're all one. We're all in the same plan. We're attached to the same root. We're attached to the same vine. Because he has long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. And then in 1 Peter 1:23 tells us, we are born again, not of corruptible seed. Notice this. But of incorruptible. And this seed, what has birthed us again? What has brought us into life? This seed was never corruptible, but this seed was a type of incorruptible seed. This seed, it birthed us. It's where we birthed from. So we walk in newness of life, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed. And what was the vehicle? By the word of Yah. And this word, it liveth and abideth forever. So if I'm attached to that branch, and if I come from that seed, the word of Yah, that which liveth, it liveth, that seed liveth? You mean I'm going to live? Oh, I got to believe I live. I live. I live. No wonder Paul had that great, great, great time of, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of Yah, who loved me and gave himself for me. So he knew where his sustenance is coming from. He knew where his source of strength was coming from. He knew where the genesis of power from. He was referring to the root. And here he is, you know, he's trying to, you know, to have fellowship with all the other branches. And, you know, we're coming into a time where, hey, we want to, you know, to bring Yeshua a great bountiful harvest. We want to bless him. If he's given us a talent, two talents, five talents, make an increase. An increase. And it abideth forever? You mean, oh man, we're born into this? Oh yeah, you better believe it. We're born into this? Yeah. Oh yeah. That's why we look at death and go, oh, we've already, hey, death. No more sting. The grave has got no more victory on us because we've received this word. So we're no longer, you know, under bondage of the fear of death because we embrace death. The world out there still looks at death as their enemy. And they fear it. But the saints of the Most High, they have embraced it. Just as Yeshua embraced it. And overcame it. And then, because he overcame, that means I'm an overcomer too. So I can live with this testimony day by day. So we can laugh at death. He that born of Yah does not commit sin. Why? Because his seed remaineth in him. And we got to keep that incorruptible seed continually in us. We got to water it. We got to let it come to completion. Let it come to maturity. Let it have its work in us. Also in Galatians 6 and 7 it tells us, Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived, you children. This Yah is not mocked. Know this also, as we as laborers together in this vineyard, in this field, for whatsoever a man soweth, he that shall he also reap. Amazing thing, you know, young brothers, young sisters in this walk, you know, will come up, you know, and it's a beautiful thing, young babes in Christ, and there's nothing wrong with being a babe. But they ask, you know, how can I be more spiritual? Can you teach me how to be more spiritual? Okay, I'll show you how to be more spiritual. Come over here. Put a shovel in their hand. Put a hole in their hand. You know, put something in, some kind of tool in their hand, you know, to work the ground. And you give them that, and there you go. You will learn. And then, you know, they're like, okay. But, you know, it's first that which is natural, then that which is spiritual. Because it's a unique thing, you know, the Hebrews of old, and we, the Hebrews of now, you know, you've heard me teach on it. I've taught on it many, many years ago, and even until now, pastor taught on it from years to years to year, how that the people of Yah are an agricultural people. And it's amazing that Yeshua, when he was down here on the earth, how he would speak to his children. And they would hear his voice because he would speak to them in many parables concerning this very platform. And these brothers and these sisters who never, you know, broke up, you know, ground before, or dug ground, or, you know, broken fallow ground up and you know, get the, you know, preparing the ground to receive seed. Now, this is a great thing for their conscience. This is a great testimony for their understanding and their knowledge, you know, that Yeshua would take, you know, that very, you know, physical thing, that very natural thing, and help them, you know, to enter into the spiritual. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, many of us, I mean, if you have never planted a plant, never planted a seed, ever broke up a ground, made a small garden, do it this year. Do it this year. And tell the Most High, teach me from this very application, Most High. And then you will, you know, then upon meditating, as you labor, Most High Yah will feed you some great spiritual understanding that you will take with you, that will be good foundational strength. Many people don't want this word. They won't, don't want the reproof and the restruction, the instruction and the rebuke to help, you know, make a solid foundation. Many times I've seen foundations, you know, in construction, and I've seen pastor, seen Elder Becker. Many of us have had, you know, at time when we get to a point where we think it's complete, we go to measure it, all of a sudden something is wrong. Have to tear it down to a point to get it back right. That foundation is essential. That's why the word says, even before we dove into, you know, the, what they call chapter 6 of Hebrews, says desire the sincere milk of the word. That milk is that early rain. Desire it. Be thankful that you are just in the door now, that you are a babe. And many of us that are, you know, have walked and lived and spiritually witnessed being a babe, and now here we are going on into maturity. We are thankful, thankful, thankful for the work that the Most High Yah has done in us. See, we relinquish ourselves. We put ourselves and get ourselves out of the way so that He can do His purpose and His pleasure. Don't any of us want, just really desire to see a smile on His face? No greater joy than He has to hear that His children walk in truth. And because He has this greater joy, His joy is our strength. As we are joined and to the vine, we are part of the branches. If He's in joy, then we should be partakers of the same joy. He will nourish us with that joy. He will nourish us with that long suffering, because it's in the root, it's in the trunk, it's in the vine, and it's going to be distributed to the branches, which is, it's going to have its final resting place in the fruit. Everything, you know, that whole plant lives its life for is to bring that fruit to maturity, that it has something to give. Its whole life, from seed to when the last fruit is plucked off, is for that purpose. Whatever man soweth, he shall also reap. It says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. We know we don't want to come to a completeness of corruption, because the completeness of corruption is a destruction. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And who wants to build upon that? You cannot build upon that. But he that soweth to the Spirit, notice that. Two ways here. Two paths again. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit, notice that is capital S. And the only way that we really understand that we can sow to the Spirit is because we've been given from the Spirit. We really got to learn this exchange, this relationship that we have with him. It's all there for us, Hebrews, the children of Yah. But you, the saint of the Most High Yah, you've got to enter in. You've got to believe. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap. That reap is that harvest, that fullness, that completeness. Life everlasting. That is the fruit. We, the Hebrews of the Most High Yah, that is what we're attaining to. All our life struggles, all the pain, all the suffering in this time, not to be compared with what is to be revealed in us at the time of harvest, what, you know, bountiful fruits is going to be at that time when the great supper of Yah takes place. I won't go no more into that. That's another subject there. And let us, Galatians 6:9, be not weary, not be weary in well-doing. Why? Let us not be weary in well-doing. Because many of us, we're not patient. We're not patient because we're not receiving of his patience. We're like it said before, it's asking us to be patient because our master, our savior, he has been long-suffering. He has been long waiting. He's been in long patience for the precious fruit. He's waiting for us to bear. Let us not be wearing well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint. About the only way we can really faint, and I've seen many branches faint when they break themselves off from the vine. They cannot abide in themselves away from the vine. Death is waiting there at that very moment when they separate. Again, in Romans 5:3, saints of the Most High, Yah. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also. Why? Why do we glory in tribulations? Why are these things trying us? Why are these things coming upon us? Because our mindset is there that it's desiring to bring us into maturity, trying to bring us into completeness, trying to bring us into the fullness. Why? We glory in tribulation knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And in patience, experience. And this experience, hope. And this hope, after all this that is being builded, this foundation, this thing is being erected. And hope maketh not ashamed. But you see the gradual thing being built here, the gradual growing of the plant, the gradual growing of the child of Yah. Thankful for the tribulations because he knows that the tribulations are going to work patience as it should do. And this patience, it's going to work after he's immersed himself and baptized himself with the tribulation and with the patience. Now he has experience. And now because he's been immersed in the experience of the patience and the tribulation, now he has something to build on of hope. And this hope that is erected and planted and sowed in the child of Yah, it maketh not ashamed. Because we are not ashamed of the gospel of Yah, for it is the power of Yah. As we know it is the power of Yah through the experience and the patience and the tribulations which brought this being of hope into our lives. And hope maketh not ashamed. Why? 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 Because of this fruit. Because the love of Yah is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit which is given unto us. So you see where your nourishment, your power comes from. It is given to you to give. Oh, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. I'm going to take a little small break here. I'm going to get a little drink of water. Let Sister Wenda talk to you here just for a little bit. Be back shortly. Shalom.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry and growth within you, your family, and life as well, please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Yeah, the King is coming. You know what he's coming back for, don't you? Fruit. And when he returns, shall he find faith on the earth? Oh, hallelujah, 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 saints of the Most High Yah. I am rejoicing tonight because I'm even, you know, I am ministering this word. I'm also being fed at the same time. And I am thankful for the branch. I'm thankful for being able to abide in the vine. And, you know, as Yeshua has suffered in the flesh, let us arm ourselves likewise with the same mind. Because the fellowship of his sufferings is going to get it's going to bring us into a place of knowing him. And if we really want to know him, we will welcome these things in this walk. And they're not contrary to us. They, again, I'm going to reiterate, they are there to bring us to perfection, to completeness, to maturity. Most High Yah, he is showing he loves us. And he speaks to us by his word. And his word is nourishing us. And I pray, you know, as we are encumbered to do, to strengthen one another, to lift up one another, to edify one another. Like I said before, we should be, because we are in the same vine. And we should have the same care as the trunk and the root has for us. as whatever, you know, he receives, we receive. And he labored to get us to the point where we are. He labored, he loved to bring nourishment to us. And at any time, we should not reject that nourishment. When offenses come, when you are off-ended, and that's where you'll get, you'll go off the end. And I see many people go off the end because the emotions were hurt. The emotions were bruised. Why did you allow that to be fertile ground for death? To bring separation. That thing that severed you from the vine. That you will no longer receive any nutrients. You will receive no instruction to bring forth fruit no more. You have no way to bring no fruit to nothing. Luke 8, verse 4. Luke 8, verse 4. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake a parable. He spoke by a parable. See, Yeshua says, a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some of this seed fell upon a rock. And the seed that fell upon a rock, soon as it was sprung up, it withered away. Why? Because it lacked moisture. And then some of the seed fell among thorns. And it says, and the thorn sprang up with it and choked it. And this other seed fell on good ground, sprang up, and bare fruit a hundredfold. Said, when he had said these things, he cried, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Going on. And his disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? And he said, unto you and unto us, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yah. But to others I speak to them in parables, that they seeing that those that really think they understand what is being said, they might not see. And in hearing, they hear the very thing that I'm speaking to them, they might not understand. Now to you, now to us, the parable is this. This seed that I'm talking about is the word of Yah. And it says, those that are that by the wayside are they that hear. Notice they hear it. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. And it says, and they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive word with joy. And they have no root. Notice that they have no root. Which for a while they believed. But when time of temptation comes, they fall away. It goes on and says, and that seed which fell among thorns are they which, When they have heard, they go forth. They heard the word, but they go forth. They are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this. Talk about temporal life. And it says, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground, Luke 8:15, are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, they keep it. And because they keep it, they bring forth fruit with patience. See, all this word has been spoken, it's interwoven together. Most High Yah is speaking constantly to his children. His love is continually being expressed. Oh, how great our Yah is. Again, another parable, saints of the Most High Yah. Mark 4:26. And he said, so is the kingdom of Yah as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So is the kingdom of Yah as if a man should cast seed into the ground. And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, but he knoweth not how. Mark 4:28 says, for the earth bringing forth fruit of herself. And how does it bring forth this fruit of herself? First, the blade. It's a process here. First, the blade. Then, the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And we know, saints of the Most High Yah, we're coming upon the time of the sickle. We're going to end in this, saints of the Most High Yah, on all that we have heard tonight. I'm going over all these texts here. Word of Yah. So we are talking about ripening, completeness, perfecting. All I said before, now, as you have learned understanding, now that you know you've added to your foundation a little bit more of understanding, not your own understanding, but his understanding. Now we read these little parables. Read these instances. Read these reports. Now there should be more fruit. More understanding. More nourishment. More nutrients being added to you. It's building you up. Again, Pastor went over this yesterday, and again, I like to end with this as well. 2 Peter 1:3. And it says again, 1:3, according as his divine power has given unto us. What has been given to us? His divine power. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. These things have been given to us. Why? Because it's a divine power. Now, if you understand that the root has power, the trunk has power, the branch has power, the vine has power, then guess you who are the branch. You have power also, because you abide in him. You're all one of the self same vine. His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, and he used this vehicle. He used this method through the knowledge of him that called us. Oh, that word again, us. He called us. Called us. That's what we heard. And we should be continually, when we wake up, the calling should be, they're calling us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. You hear that? Our nature should be of divineness. As we are in the vine, we are the branches, he is the vine. And we have the ability to have a divine nature. Why? Through the knowledge of him. His divine power has given us this. These things that pertain to life and godliness. That ye might be, that you might, this is a decision on your part. Choose you this day whom you're going to serve. That you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped, we have escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And it says beside this, all this that you know that is foundational, all this that is in its inception, maybe early rain, besides this, given all diligence, add, let us go on to perfection. Add to your faith virtue. And when you've added to your faith virtue, then you can start building again. You can add more. Add to virtue knowledge. Build this way. Seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, you add temperance. And you add to temperance, patience. And when you've added to patience, then you can add godliness. This is continual. This is a construction. This is a build-up. Patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. And the end of all this, and to brotherly kindness, charity. Charity. For Yah is love. And it says, for if these things be in you, and if these things abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. If he lacketh these things, if he lacketh these things, he's blind, cannot see afar off, and he hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. It says, wherefore the rather, and you now you have this understanding. Now your conscience is exercising this. Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. So say to the Most High Yah, welcome to the war. Welcome to the life of Christ. Welcome to the process of perfection. The process of maturity. The process that is bringing you to ripe, to be ripened. Don't you want to be complete in that day? Because he is complete. And he that hath begun a good work in you, he's able to finish that work. He is the author and finisher of our faith. We've got to let him do it all because he's done it all. He is the vine. We are the branches. Saints of the Most High Yah, another week is set before us. Another week to bring us into maturity. Whatever we face, whatever we're going through now. Saints of the Most High, arm yourselves with the same like mind that this thing is joyous. I glory in tribulations. I know this thing is sharpening me. This thing is making me a better, bringing me into completeness, bringing me into a full measure, to a complete man, complete sister, complete brother. That's the way our minds should be molded. This regeneration, this transforming of knowing who we are as the children of Yah. Hebrews, because we are of His seed. And we became in this walk because of His planting, of His watering, of His increase. We would not be as we are now without Him. And we will be nothing. If we detach ourselves from the vine, we shall perish. Wait. Patient. Have patience. Well, I don't know if I can be patient. But He is patient. Draw from His patience. Draw from His long awaiting. Our sufficiency is of Him. We've got to understand each and every day without Him, we can do nothing. He is going to bring the fruit into completeness. So when He does come, and we come, we say, come, Yeshua HaMashiach, that He will find faith on this earth. Then we'll be called up together to meet Him in the air. We will see the one that's bringing us into completeness as He is one. Well, bless you, saints of the Most High Yah. We're thankful for His word. This is our lifeline. This is our sustenance. This is our necessary bread. This is the bread that we eat of, that many are not able to eat of. If you have ears to hear and eyes to see tonight, be thankful of the bread that we have now come in fellowship and broke together this evening. We broke bread yesterday on Shabbat as we rested and we were refreshed. Now we can take on more 6 days, do all our labor and do all our work, and then we can come and rest at His feet to be refreshed of the vine again. Till the time of fullness, to the time of the harvest, to the appointed time, remain in the vine. Saints of the Most High Yah, I bless you all. Thank you, Brother Paul, Brother Steve, all my brothers and sisters that joined in tonight. I pray this word again was edifying, was nourishment unto you, something you can put in your bag, something that will help you, especially from Shabbat till now. You know, something in your bag that you can nibble on all through the week that will keep you strong, that will keep you nourished, that will keep you in the war, that will keep you in the fight, that will keep you sharp and keen. We do have an enemy out there. We have the greater one in us. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, saints of the Most High Yah, bless you all. Thank you again for your support. Let us pray for one another. Let us get to the mindset that we are all of one. One brother and one sister suffers, we all suffer. One brother and one sister is happy, we're all happy. This is a part, this is the joy of being in Him. That can we helpers one to another as He has helped us. I'll praise Yah. The King is coming. Bless you all, saints. Get a good rest. Take on this week with more than conquerors. Greater is He that is in us. And he that is in this world, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. You're an overcomer this week. and you will overcome. Praise Yah.